Today, I'm looking forward to just sharing the story of one of my good friends, Kaylee Hamilton Branley. She is a member of our IPHC Women's General Board and has just been a friend of mine over the last several years. She has a powerful story of just God's faithfulness and redemption in her life. And so, Kaylee, give us just a quick elevator pitch about who you are, and then we'll dive into your story.
Sure. Yeah. Well, my name is Kaylee Hamilton Branley. I've grown up in Oklahoma my whole life. I've been in the church my whole life. I have worked at the International Pentecostal Headquarters over 10 years now. I can't even remember when I first started. And while I was here, I kind of started getting into graphic design and sign, according to like the creative side of things. And I just fell in love with it. And so I've always kind of attributed the IPHC to finding my love for all things graphics and social media. They just gave me that opportunity to jump into it. And I've loved it ever since.
Awesome. So Kaylee served here for a while and then was away for a season and is now back for a season. And so anyway, Kaylee, I'd love for you just to, as much as you'd like to go into detail, just you have an amazing story of God just restoring things in your life over the last few years. So I'd love for you just to kind of tell your story and we'll see what the Lord has to show us through your story today.
Yeah. Well, like I said, I've kind of grown up in the church my whole life. I've always known Jesus. I went to Southwestern Christian University, and when I left there, I started working at the IPHC. When I was 25, I started getting really sick. We didn't really know what was going on. I just had no appetite. I was very weak. It was a very long process, but I ended up in the hospital. Again, just doctors really not sure what was going on. I eventually was diagnosed with Crohn's disease, an autoimmune disease, and I had to have surgery. It was just one of the hardest, darkest seasons of my life. I just really didn't know where the Lord was, what he was doing in my life. I remember just asking, like, God, what are you doing? What is happening? But I knew the Lord was there. I just had to hold on to that faith that even though my circumstances didn't show it, that the Lord had a plan for me. And so that kind of just started me on this season of really just trusting the Lord, even though my circumstances might not be what I wanted them to be. So that started when I was 25. Around a couple of years later, I went through a divorce that was very unexpected. And again, that just completely shifted my world. It was unexpected. I didn't know, again, what the Lord was doing. But I just felt a peace that he was still with me through everything. Through the divorce and everything, that is a stress that can trigger my autoimmune disease. So I got very sick. I was in the hospital again. And I just remember crying out to the Lord. I would just lay there 3-4 in the morning when I couldn't sleep, mm-hmm. listening to worship music and just crying out to the Lord and just asking him to give me peace. And I think that was the word that he just kept giving me was peace through him, to trust him. And I just have held on to that for so long. You know, an autoimmune disease does not end, you know, you have to carry it for however long. I believe the Lord could heal me here if he wanted to, but he also has chosen to work with me through doctors and through my family and through prayer. And so I continue to trust him and believe that he will continue to be with me. And through that circumstance, you know, a couple of years later, I met my husband. Now we have a beautiful daughter, Navy, who is 6 months old. And so the Lord has been so faithful to guide me through those dark seasons. Mm-hmm. And I believe your dark season will end. The Lord continues to be with you. He has a plan and a path for you. And that season is not going to last forever.
Yeah. I remember sitting at your hospital bed that last time you were hospitalized for quite a while, mm-hmm. where you'd had a flare up. You were in the middle of the separation. And I just remember seeing such like brokenness in that place, but yet just such peace as well. And I think I just want to compliment you on the ways that you just rested in the Lord. And I think when we get to the end of our rope, as believers, there's really nothing else we can do except just rest in Jesus. Yeah. You mentioned, and I was actually, I made notes to talk about it. You mentioned this concept of how the Lord, how we do believe that he can heal in a moment. But sometimes it's in a process, yeah. and sometimes we don't exactly know if that process is going to end this side of heaven. Yeah. Like, so what is, how do you walk that out?
Oh, gosh. that is such a tension that I think we all live in. We live in a world that's broken and hurting, but we also believe that God is the ultimate healer and that he has a plan for us. And this is not the end for us. Mm-hmm. And so we live in that tension. I think there's times that tension is a lot harder to believe that it's not going to always be like this. I remember when I was in the hospital, I had a nurse who came in and she just said, I just have to ask you, like, how can you be so happy and nice right now when you're really hurting? I know you are. And it just, I didn't think about it. It just came out of my mouth. And I just said, Jesus, there's no other way that I could be going through this except for Jesus. And I think that's how we live in that tension, is through Jesus.
Yeah. We just, it's this concept of just leaning into him and sitting in the uncomfortable space of suffering.
Yeah.
And sometimes that is the road that we walk, suffering. And
I think as Christians, sometimes we don't want to live, as anyone, as humans, we don't want to live in the uncomfortable.
Yeah.
And I think as Christians, we almost try to hide that uncomfortable because we don't really think this, but it's almost like we portray this idea that, well, with Jesus, everything should be easy. Everything's mm-hmm. great. And that's not true.
Yeah.
Jesus went through tension and pain himself. We are going to go through tension and pain. And so it's okay if the world sees us struggling. Mm-hmm. They need to see that we struggle with our faith, but we still work through it with Jesus.
Yeah. I think also, let me ask you this. If you could sum up maybe like one word through that season, through the hard season before the redemption story, what's one word that would sum up how you felt in that season?
Dark. Mm-hmm. I remember feeling like, and I tried to explain this to some of my friends and family, I felt like I had just fallen into this pit that I couldn't see my way out of. And I would look and try to think of my future. Cause I'm vision, I'm forward thinking. I love to dream big and like think of the future. And at that time I couldn't see anything. I couldn't see where the Lord was taking me. I didn't know where the next week I was going to be. And that was it was so weird to me. I just felt, I didn't feel like myself. Mm-hmm. It was just dark. And I had never experienced that sort of just depression and grief and just darkness before, but it felt like the Lord just continued to pull me out of that pit just day after day after day, you know. And it wasn't, like you said, it was a process. It wasn't instantaneous, but
it's hard for forward thinkers to just focus on the next step in front of them.
Exactly. Yeah. I kept saying, I want this to be over. I feel like I'm at this precipice, and if I can just jump to the next space, that's where I want to be. I don't want to be in this place, but the Lord had so much for me to learn in that place. And I needed to go through it to be where I am today.
Yeah. So as people who go through suffering,
as
you're someone who suffers chronic illness, those kinds of things, and just like life circumstances that have come your way, you talked about how, you know, you had peace, that you were able to still smile, you know, even though you talk about darkness being the thing that kind of overwhelmed you. I imagine that that doesn't just happen, that you have to be intentional about how you see the world through the lens of, yes, I'm suffering, but I can still see the good. So can you talk about just maybe some intentional things that you may do without realizing it, or you may do very intentionally that help you to, I don't know, see the flowers blooming in the midst of the storm?
I would say one thing that I really struggled with this at first. I didn't want to pray about it. I didn't want to talk to the Lord. I just wanted it to be over. And I just felt like I was in this just depression. And I don't want to be a sad person. You always want to be happy and encouraging and positive. And I just didn't want to be in that place. And so I didn't want to pray about it. And I just continued to feel the Lord just like tug at me and just say, just tell me, just talk to me. And so even if it felt useless, even if it felt like nothing was going to change if I talked or if I didn't, I still just continued to pour out whatever I was feeling. If it was anger or grief or sadness, or if it was a good day and I was happy, I just continued to try to talk through that with the Lord. And it does make a difference. At first you're like, does this even matter? It does. It matters.
Yeah.
So I would say that would be the first thing. And then I feel like I've just been so blessed to be surrounded by people who have been just huge supporters of my life, who've prayed over me, my family. Whitney, you were one person that was just so consistently reached out and checked on me and prayed for me and spoke to me. And just finding people who can be in your community and be in your corner, who are going to lift you up even when you can't lift yourself. That's the thing you need. Those two things, prayer with the Lord and a community.
Awesome. Yes. How, this is kind of a general question and you spoke to it a little, to it a little bit, but what's the biggest way that you've seen the faithfulness of the Lord in this season?
I think that he just continues to be with me. There were days that I just felt like, God, I don't want to do this anymore. When you have an illness and when you're just in one of those dark places, I've definitely been there and just said, I don't want to do this. And I don't want to be here. I don't want to do this. But the Lord just continued to meet me in my darkness, in my grief, in my happiness. He just is always there. The Lord's faithfulness is something that it's tangible. You can feel it. But it's so hard to explain to someone who's never experienced it themselves. But once you do, you know exactly what we're talking about. The Lord is so faithful and so good to meet you. I think just the Lord's faithfulness has always been there for me.
You mentioned that it was people that helped in this season. And our theme as a ministry this year is flourish. And part of the verse that we stand on from Psalms is, it talks about those who are planted in the house of the Lord will flourish in the courts of our God. And I don't know, I'm just really big on this idea of women finding community, finding people that are going to be in their corner, life-giving people that are going to speak life to them, and they in turn can speak life as well. And since we're talking about people, I also just would love to hear maybe a few, and you can say names or just kind of general statements, but what, to become the woman you are today, you obviously had to be influenced by people in your life growing up, whether it was like mentor relationships, people who discipled you, people you were in relationship with. Speak to that just a little bit. What were the influences in your life that helped make you who you are today and help you be able to be a person of community?
Like I mentioned before, I feel like I've just been so lucky to have a family that's always encouraged me and supported me. So I say, probably some of the biggest influences in my life have been my family, my sisters.
You got one brother, but you got sisters.
Yes, I have three sisters, one brother, and my brother also. I'm talking about women. My mom, both my grandparents, all of my aunts. I've been so lucky to be surrounded by strong women who have prayed for me, who believed in me, who have set the example of what a godly woman looks like. Again, like Whitney, I mentioned you, I think, and this is a good example. Whitney, you reached out to me even if I didn't always respond or just didn't really engage. I think there was a time where I didn't want to need help, but I needed help. And so I think that is one thing, that there's people who are going to reach out and just say, hey, I'm here for you. Even if you don't want to respond, I'm here for you. I think that's one thing we can do in the church is there's someone who needs to hear from you and they might not reach out to you.
Can't take it personally.
Exactly.
It isn't.
You can reach out to them. And then I would honestly say there was a time, and again, it was during this whole season, the Lord just guided me to begin just kind of a study of different women in the Bible, who God says we are as women. That made such an impact on my faith, just as part of my foundation of who I am. And so when there were lies that would come into my mind or things that were spoken over me that I knew weren't correct, I could completely disregard it because I knew who I was in Christ because I read it and I studied it and I believed it. So it is, yes, that community and the people that you grow up around, but you also have to know your foundation and who you are through Christ.
I was reading something the other day, like we can learn from people who aren't even alive. So Bible, books, history, like we learn from them. We also learn from people that we may not have super direct contact with, but occasionally they've just spoken something into our life and we learn and we grow through that. And then we learn through the people who we do life with. So yeah, that's really neat. And then I think, and I don't actually know if you're doing this right now, but I know you've paid that forward and you haven't just taken in the community that people have offered you. I know that you've been a part of that in your current church family through Bible studies and things like that. So I think it's just important for us also to realize that, yes, we can be blessed by community, but yes, then we're also a Great Commission people who have a responsibility to serve the body of Christ and serve the lost and offer community to them as well. So,
And I think that goes through seasons. There might be a time where, you know, you're the one being fed and there's a time that you're serving others. And that can be at the same time, but it ebbs and flows. And so if you're in a season that you're really, you know, wanting community and you're feeling that need for community, you can reach out to others mm-hmm. and be that community, and you can find it that way. It's not always waiting for someone to come to you.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's talk about a little bit of, I'm not going to say happy ending because you're still young and, and there's life still ahead. But I can imagine, I can only imagine what it was like to go through the pain of separation mm-hmm. and divorce also amid a health crisis that honestly, I think, I mean, it was a little bit life-threatening there for a little bit. Yeah. I mean, it was very serious. So not only were, I mean, you're mourning like this super huge shift in your personal life, but you're also super sick. And I can imagine, I can only imagine what that was like just to your, the battle in your mind, I'm sure. So how has the Lord restored that through your current relationship and just your family that you have, he's blessed you with now?
I would say, you know, previously we had some infertility issues and, you know, I didn't know if that was my health or, you know, what that came from. And so as things kind of started to separate and just kind of fall apart, that was one of the big things in my mind. I always wanted to be a mother. That was just a dream of mine. And I thought, I don't know if I'm ever going to have that chance again. I remember again, just praying about it and saying like, I want that, but I don't know if that's even in my future anymore. And I had to almost grieve who I thought I'd be, the mother I thought I'd be, the chances I thought I was going to have, and kind of let that go. And then, I remember my husband and I, when we like first started dating, we dated long distance for about 3 months, 4 months, something like that. And we were just kind of talking and he just said some things just completely in passing, just, you know, just being kind and just, you know, talking to me. And he just said something about, you know, I just think you'd be such a great mother. And it just, it warmed my heart. It just, he just said in passing, you know, he had no idea that that was even something in my mind. But I just remember, I just like broke out in tears and it was through situations like that with my husband, with friends, with family, that the Lord would speak to me. It wasn't always just in my prayers, but he'd use other people to speak to me. And so I was just scared to hope for that. You know, I'd waited and I didn't know if it was even possible. And with all of my health concerns and everything, I just didn't know. But then we got pregnant with our daughter and it was just, it was the most amazing experience. It was perfect. We had a perfect pregnancy.
You were pretty healthy.
It was great. I had no problems whatsoever. And everyone just kept asking like, okay, so has there been any problems? No, there haven't been any problems. And we just, everyone was blown away that it just came together. There was no way that it could have come together without the Lord. It was so obviously, the Lord working in my life. So, it was just beautiful. And I will always look back on that as just the goodness of the Lord that he continued to make a way for me, even when I gave up hope.
So when we're recording this, I'm not exactly sure when it will be published, but we're recording this in a season where Mother's Day is coming up. You talk about the influences of your mom. You talk about your desire to be a mom, and now you are a mom. What would you say is one or a couple things that you learned from your mom that you want to make sure that you instill in how you mother Navy?
So many things. I've said this before. One thing that my mom always did is she made sure that we knew she loved us, and just little things. But she used to write notes in all of our lunchboxes and she'd write a verse or she'd say, just, I love you. She'd write on our napkins and she'd put it in our lunchboxes. I've always said that's something that I want to do. Just those little things that you continue to instill in them, that confidence that they know that they are loved and cared for. I think both my parents just did such a good job with that. I'd love to continue that with Navy and and any others.
I think too, motherhood can feel overwhelming, like all the things that you feel like you have to instill and shepherd them in before you release them. But I think it's consistency in the little things that make the biggest impact. And it's so slow sometimes, All right. Well, we've kind of been all over the map, but if you, if someone's listening today and who is maybe in that dark place that you talked about, who knows what their circumstances are. What do you speak to them today in this moment on the other side of darkness?
My heart hurts for you. Those seasons are so hard. I'm just thinking of someone who's in that place where it's dark and they don't know how they're going to get out of it. I know what that feels like. And it hurts. but don't sit in that darkness by yourself.
Yeah.
Reach out to the Lord and reach out to your community. Because that's, we're meant for community. We're yeah. meant to be with others. That's how the Lord made us. And so don't let that, that darkness or that grief, keep you from reaching outside of mm-hmm. your own space. Because it's not going to be this forever. Mm-hmm. It may feel like it, but it's not going to be darkness forever. Yeah. You will get out of it. The Lord will continue to make a way for you.
Yeah.
And just try to continue to trust. There are days that it's so hard.
Yeah.
You just have to just speak the promises of the Lord mm-hmm. over yourself and believe, even if it feels like it's not going to change.
Yeah. I think that's when that intentional living comes
yes.
in. Yep. I say it all the time. I think it's my new slogan, but I've learned a lot in the last 2 years mm-hmm. that deep grief, deep suffering, and joy can coexist.
Yes.
And so even in those darkest places, those seasons aren't, I mean, the people who are in the pit are not going to believe it in this moment,
right.
but this season is not going to last forever. But even if you don't believe that, if you choose to find one thing that you can be grateful for,
yeah.
one thing that you can do that brings you joy, like the Lord is present.
Yes.
He's present in our suffering. And Kaylee's life is just a tremendous testimony to the her faithfulness and obedience to the Lord, not giving up even when it was messy and not pretty, because that life isn't.
No, definitely
it
not.
Really isn't.
Not always.
And I think also just the importance of community in our life.
Yes.
And that it's sometimes hard to accept the gift of community when you're
yeah.
in the hard places, because you just, whether it's shame or embarrassment, or you just don't have the energy or the capacity mm-hmm. to give much. I think be free in the fact that you don't have to give a whole lot.
Yeah.
You know, I think too, one thing I was reminded of is, you know, Job in the Bible, his friends weren't the greatest friends, but what they did do in the beginning is they sat with him
yeah.
and they didn't say anything.
Right.
It was the ministry of presence.
Yeah.
And so continue to check in on people in your life that may be in a dark place. Don't expect anything in return.
Yeah.
Just let them know that you're there. And then if you're in that dark place, don't shy away from it.
Yeah.
It's almost like the hands and feet of Jesus
yes.
in your life. And Kaylee's life's a testimony of the faithfulness of the Lord. And it's flourishing right now. So it's beautiful. Any other closing thoughts you'd like to leave us with?
I'm just grateful to be here and thank you so much for the opportunity. And yeah, I think you would say this too, if anyone is in that place mm-hmm. or they know of someone who's in that place, if they want to reach out.
Yeah.
To either one of us, that we would love to talk and try to be the encouragement.
Yep. Shoot us an email at women@iphc.org. We'll be happy to reach out to you. Kaylee, can you pray for us today? Pray
yeah,
for all of
course.
Those who may be in a season of suffering
yes.
today.
Lord, we just thank you so much for this time that we have to be together, to be in community. God, thank you that you've made us to be in community with you and with each other.
Yes.
God, this moment for those that are in that dark place who are feeling that grief and that hopelessness, Lord, we just reach out right now. We ask for a special blessing.
Mm.
I pray that you would speak to them. Let them feel your presence and your love and your comfort in
yes.
this time. God, don't let them try to speed through this season, but sit in it. Sit in this grief, process through it, and learn what they can that you are asking them to learn, and teach them what they need to know in this season, God,
mm.
because we know that you are faithful,
yes, Lord.
Faithful to us, Lord. We thank you so much for who you are. It is in your name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Thanks for listening to Gather, Women Better Together. Gather is a resource from IPHC Women. We hope that this podcast is a place of encouragement and inspiration, no matter what season of life you are in. Don't forget to subscribe. This helps us reach more women. And please leave us a review or comment. We love to hear from you. Find more episodes at iphc.org/gatherpodcast. We truly believe women are better together.